The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
Hey, it's Lacey G with the John Clay Wolf Show, and do you ever have a deep thought that just kind of blows your mind a little bit? That's the way that I feel after I hear this deep thought that John Clay Wolf shared while he was in Vegas, something he was thinking about while he was around at the iHeart Music Awards back in 2018. It's pretty funny, and dude has a point for sure. Plus, we all know that radio can be a brutal beast, and someone who knows that all too well is our very own J.D. Ryan. So enjoy this blast from the past, back from 2018.
You guys in the radio business, man, that's a tough gig.
It's a tough gig. It's so tough. Well, in this day and age, nobody makes huge salaries anymore. They just
You're J.D.
don't.
Ryan, dude. That used to mean something.
Yeah, see, I knew
there's Satan. Satan, what are you doing with all these radio
people? I knew you had something to do with all
Why
this.
Why do you kill him off?
He didn't follow my suggestion at all.
What was your suggestion?
I told him to play some Metallica backwards.
That would have done it, too.
Yeah, just 45 seconds worth of Inner Sandman backwards. You know, I'm on there. That's my first big guest appearance.
Did
the
not
80s.
Know
yeah.
that was you.
J.D., when you got fired from CBS.
Which time, but yeah.
You had just signed a new contract.
Oh, that time, yes. We had just signed a 3-year contract. We were 6 months into a 3-year contract.
Wow.
It was the greatest time.
And they told you they needed your security clearance and your parking pass?
Yep. I mean, we'd been there, what,
they needed your
years?
Lanyard?
Yep.
Could you give how long did you get paid after that?
2.5 years.
You just got a check in the mail?
I got an annual, I got a bonus every year, and I got a raise every year, a big raise every year.
Because that was in your contract?
Because it was in the contract. It was already written in. I never stepped foot in the building. It was the greatest 2.5 years of my life.
Could you work anywhere else during that time?
No, you could not work on the radio anywhere else, no.
Could you work as a nudist that wears flowered shirts and goes to the beach?
You could absolutely do that as long as they didn't catch you.
Because that's you.
Yes, it is.
So you just got paid for 2.5 years.
Just I traveled. I saw hung out with my kids in Florida. Went everywhere. It was fun.
Would they ever call you and say, "Hey, man, we need your help on a remote. We need a roadie." I mean, did you not legally have to do anything?
If they would have asked
you to do something that's not being an air personality, would you legally have to do it?
No. No. Because my contract specifically said pay or play.
Who wrote this contract?
That's the fun part, is their lawyers wrote this contract.
Really?
They just didn't imagine that 6 months later they'd pull the button.
The air every Saturday morning from New York to Los Angeles to Houston and broadcasting to the rest of the world online at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com. You're listening to the John Clay Wolf Show. Want more of the John Clay Wolf Show? Check out the largest radio show and fastest growing podcast at jcwshow.com.
I was thinking about the Las Vegas airport when I was leaving last week. And my question to myself
was
John, have there been more fertilized embryos leaving Las Vegas or landing in Las Vegas?
Why would you think that?
Think about that for a minute.
I don't know.
Have there been more fertilized Famali embryos landing in McCarran Airport or leaving McCarran Airport?
That's brilliant, dude.
Now, the ones that are leaving don't know they're fertilized.
Right.
They don't know that they're impregnated yet.
Right.
They got impregnated. They got impregnated, you know, 11 and a half hours prior. The ones that are landing have been impregnated and are coming to get married.
Oh.
I love this stuff.
I see what you're doing.
You get it, JD? Yeah. See what he's doing? No, see what John's doing?
Not at all.
Thinking?
Salute, John Clay. Well, a man can't just sit around. You got to have your intellectual pursuits.
Yeah, because when I'm in the airport, you know? All I'm doing is playing slots.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about embryos.
In a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Right.
Reason I was thinking about embryos is because of the amount of silicone in the large breastuses, which obviously kicks in your male, you know, automation.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, well, what's going on here? Because there's a lot of boobs in this joint.
Right. Not to mention the olfactory aspect.
800-800-7234. 800-800. But Trump's going to tariff that olfactory and bring it all back. We're going to start working here. fertilizing here, screwing here in America.
Oh. Pick that up, JD, you moron. What'd you do that for?
Oh, no.
Spilt all my damn coffee. God damn it. You don't even know how to do anything right.
I will kick
No wonder they fired your ass from CBS.
Ass. I will
just sent
kick
you home. Well, he's such a dumbass. They sent him home and kept paying him. They just didn't want him around.
Thank Ladies God and gentlemen, let's just announce John beat on the thing and everything fell over his coffee.
Well, at least it fell on the floor, not on nothing the to do counter with it. Over here. God. Like equipment that would only fry everything.
Thank you so much for listening. There is a way that you can access more oldies but goodies like these. All you have to do is subscribe to the John Clay Wolf Show Plus on Podbean. You can find all the old stuff there. And if you like us, prove it. Leave us a review on iTunes. If you include your email address in the review, I might be contacting you to hook you up with a swag bag. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on Saturday.
And to our friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant... good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.